Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, Petersfield students are getting ready for a return to school in a week's time. Police in Petersfield have recovered camera equipment and want to return it to its owner. Bell Hill will be closed for up to 4 days from Thursday, and the winning numbers in this week's East Hampshire Community Lottery are out. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information, this is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
More than 20 million people in the UK have now been given their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine, the government has said. The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, was very pleased to have reached this figure.
I'm absolutely delighted that over 20 million people have now been vaccinated across the UK. It's absolutely fantastic.
The Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, has defended his Eat Out to Help Out scheme following suggestions it helped increase coronavirus infection rates. Speaking to Sky News, he denied that was the case and said the areas where Eat Out to Help Out was most used were the slowest to see any rise and had very low infections. It comes ahead of an announcement in Wednesday's budget which will see a £5 billion grant scheme offered to non-essential retailers to help them reopen safely. Officials have identified the first UK cases of the Manus variant of coronavirus, a new strain that may spread more easily and respond less well to existing vaccines. Public Health England said that 6 cases of the concerning P1 variant, first detected in the Brazilian city, have been confirmed in Britain, 3 in England and 3 in Scotland. There was more misery for England in Six Nations this weekend. They were thumped 40 points to 24 by Wales, who sealed the Triple Crown. There was 2 controversial calls that led to Wales tries, but England's boss, Eddie Jones, said he's unable to comment on them.
Well, they're huge decisions, aren't they? Look, we can't debate it, mate, as you know. We're not allowed to debate it. All I'll end up with is a fine, and that doesn't help anyone. Dog won't be able to eat its food. Wife won't be able to eat, so I can't say anything.
Funds raised after a climate strike in Bristol with Greta Thunberg will be used for a rewilding project on the site that protest took place, it has been announced. Greta, aged 18, was the headline speaker at the Bristol Youth Strike for Climate at College Green in the city on the 28th of February last year. Repairs to the lawn were completed in April 2020, and the remaining funds will now be used to create meadows at the site. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Mark Atherton.
Petersfield's local news.
Hello, I'm Lucy Davis at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield students are getting ready for a return to school in a week's time. Last week, the Prime Minister announced his coronavirus roadmap programme. The first step will see the country's student body returning to school after enduring months of online schooling. It's an exciting prospect for Petersfield students who go back next week. Petersfield student Isaac is thrilled about the end of learning online.
Oh, I'm really excited. I haven't seen like anybody since the lockdown started, so it'll be really great to go back to school. I can't wait.
What have you missed most about being out of school and having to homework?
Well, I'm quite an extroverted person, I think, so also just the ability to be able to talk to teachers more and to talk to people, because when we're doing home learning, it's obviously quite solitary and we don't do group activities. You know, we don't talk to the teacher very often, or if we do, it's via email. And I much prefer it when we go to school. I much prefer being able to talk to the other children and the teachers and, you know, understand that way.
Police in Petersfield have recovered camera equipment and want to return it to its owner. Cameras and lenses by Canon, Lumix, Sony and Finepix, together with protective carry cases, were found in a residential area of the town. Police say they recovered the equipment from a bin on Drum Mead. They suspect it was stolen and now want to ensure it gets back to the rightful owner. Some of the lenses are expensive wide-angle models and all the cameras appear to be in good condition. If you recognise the description of this camera equipment and can prove you own it, the police would like you to call them on 101 and quote this accident number. It's 442 005 00764. Bell Hill will be closed for up to 4 days from Thursday. Hampshire County Council is closing part of the road between Winchester Road and Church Road and Ridge Common Lane. It will be shut from 9:30 until 4 for resurfacing work. Will Needs works at the school off Bell Hill and he says it will be a bit of a nuisance.
The whole road pretty much is closed from, I think it was the bottom of the hill up to all the way past Church Road. It'll mean I'll have to completely reroute, basically, and I'll have to go through Beedales, the upper school, to get to work at Dunhurst and Dunanny. I have to leave probably 10-15 minutes earlier. I'll be doing a walk through the school. at Dunannie, the pre-prep school, there are 17 kids in out of 70. And then at Dunhurst, which is the prep school, there are 22 out of 250 students. So I've been going in since the last lockdown with the very limited number of teachers that are actually in school, just assisting them with helping the kids online. Five-year-olds using Microsoft Teams is a challenge.
The winning numbers for this week's East Hampshire Community Lottery are out. They are 5, 3, 0, 9, 2 and 0. There are 25 winners in this week's draw, including 11 from the Petersphere, and every ticket bought in the lottery earns money for local good causes. Among the local organisations supported by this week's winners are Homestart Butser, the Rural Refugee Network, Petersfield Town Juniors, Liss Men's Shed, the Rosemary Foundation and Dementia Friendly Hampshire. Petersfield's Shine Radio is another good cause you can choose when you buy a ticket in the East Hampshire Community Lottery, and good causes receive 50 pence for every ticket you buy.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning. And this fabulous high pressure, clear, sunny weather continues right the way through Monday and looking like Tuesday. Bit of a cloudy start in Petersfield, but it'll be sunny by early to mid-morning, say by 10 o'clock. Lovely temperature high of 11 degrees around lunchtime and getting a little bit lower overnight before another beautiful day tomorrow and Tuesday. You can see right the way across to Butser. What a gorgeous day. Enjoy.
Travel news from across the Petersphere.
Rams Hill in Petersfield is still closed both ways between the one-way system and Hogarth Close. This is to enable SSEN workers to complete installation work safely, and a diversion route is signed. There are also closures on the A3 Petersfield bypass. Elsewhere around the Petersphere today, a diversion is in place on Andlersash Road in Liss and Butser Lane in Petersfield, which may cause delays. And there are also closures on Harting Hill, which may cause delays. There are works on Bell Hill, Frenchman's Road and Bedford Road in Petersfield, as well as on Longmead in Liss and Cartersland in Milland, which are not expected to cause delays. And if we're not saying what you're seeing, let us know via email on team@petersfieldradio.uk or over the phone on Petersfield 5 55 500.
We need to have a plan.
Stay at home and make it shine.
You've got it.
Great lockdown listening from Petersfield's Shine Radio.
It's about staying as local as we can and helping as many people in the community as we can.
Joff continues his bromance with John Walker from the Petersfield Post.
Yeah. You do look lovely. You're the only person I see every week.
Motivation is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Hello, my name is Matthew. I'm from Class 1G at Church's College, and this is a song I spent hours listening to in lockdown.
I was walking past College Street and saw the phone box. So I had an idea that I'd start a little bookshop. It's really just come in and help yourself.
We've got lovely Lucy with us and Harrison, who's playing with some knobs.
The real pleasure is in the bass.
Bassline for Jeff.
Stupendously crunchy.
I'm feeling quite patient about the whole thing.
Stay at home and make it shine.
Slightly intimidated by being told so precisely what to do.
Great lockdown listening from Petersfield's Shine Radio.